At least three people are dead in Logan County, Ohio, after severe storms that spawned tornadoes in several Midwestern states. Gail Leiter lives in Hanover, Indiana.
I knew it was coming this way, so we just ran to the middle of the house into the utility room, and about 30 seconds later, it hit.
Police in Winchester, Indiana, report significant injuries. Ethan Crumley's mother and now father are the first parents to be convicted in a mass shooting by their child. The teenager killed four students at East High School in Michigan. Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald told CBS.
This doesn't bring back their children, but it is an opportunity and a moment of accountability.
System failures reported at McDonald's worldwide this morning. Reporter Scott Maiman from Canberra, Australia.
The outage prevented orders being taken, and staff could not accept digital payments.
McDonald's denies it was hacked. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 15 new laws cover a lot of ground, but many of them call for smaller technical adjustments that affect the Department of Natural Resources. You can buy year-long parking passes at state parks and trails, and fishers can take home fish fillets if they can prove the fish they caught meet Wisconsin's requirements for length. A bill to let more kinds of businesses own electric vehicle charging stations in Wisconsin still awaits action from the governor. Environmentalists complain the current system leaves EV owners with very few options.
They will put them where the market is to support them, not necessarily where people want to go.
Beata Wersba is with Renew Wisconsin. Wisconsin would also get $78 million from Washington to build a network of fast-charging EV stations every 50 miles. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Learn about who will be on your ballot at a meet-and-greet next week, held at the McMillan Memorial Library on March 21st by the local League of Women Voters. That's Thursday, from 6 to 7. Mayoral candidates and Wisconsin Rapids Council member candidates for District 4 and 8 will take the stage. After that, from 7 to 8 p.m., the Wisconsin Rapids Public School Board and the Town of Saratoga supervisor candidates will answer questions. And bonus harvest authorizations for spring turkey season are becoming available as soon as Monday. Previously called leftover permits, there's a designated sale date for each zone. Zone 1 is Monday, Zone 2 Tuesday, Zone 3 Wednesday, Zone 4 Thursday, and Zone 5 and 7 on Friday. Available online, sales start at 10 a.m. and run through midnight each day. It's $10 for residents and $15 for non. And that's what you need to know. I'm Brittany Merlot.
Good morning, Wisconsin.
Good morning, world.
It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by Katrina Hittner from Family Natural Foods.
Good morning, everyone.
Good to have you back with us, Kat. We got the band back together. We're going to have some fun today. We are going to be kicking off a lot of St. Patrick's Day talk. Mm. We got to get some other things. But first off, we kick things off the way we like to with our good friend, Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Brittany, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Brittany, I don't think you've gotten to meet Katrina before. Katrina's with Family Natural Foods. They've been with us here at WFHR for decades. We've worked with Family Natural Foods. Wonderful people over there. Just want to introduce you to.
Hey, Brittany.
I felt that it was rude if I didn't. And that's my mother in the back of my voice. So that's what when you have a Jewish mother, she's always back there.
She never stops. That's awesome. It's nice to meet you. Definitely.
Brittany, what is Mother Nature doing to us this weekend? I'm not even going to ask for the forecast anymore. I'm just going to be like, so what is she going to do to us this weekend?
What mood is she in now, Well, she's in a spring-like mood for today. We're going to see sunny skies, temperatures climbing mild into the mid-50s. Not too bad. It's just going to be a little bit breezy with winds up to 20 miles an hour. So still that high fire danger risk out there. Don't burn anything, even though southern half of the state got rain. We didn't see anything. As we go through the weekend, though, Saturday, tomorrow, we'll be under a mix of sun and clouds and touch cooler. We'll be into the upper 40s, but the winds are going to be feisty. They're going to be gusting up to 30 to 35 miles per hour. So a windy Saturday. And then for Sunday, that's when the cold air really strikes. We'll be struggling to get above freezing. will be sitting in the mid-30s with the winds still gusting up to 25 to 30 miles an hour. So it's going to feel more like the 20s. Plus, we could see a few flurries flying around as well. So a sliding down the hill weekend, right? We're definitely going back to winter.
I appreciate the forecast, especially when it comes to things like this, Brittany, that we're able to get ahead of and prepare for. Like for me, on Sunday, I'll be putting rocks in my shoes because I am very...
You don't want to blow away.
Yeah, I get it. It's happened before. My dad had to get me out of a tree. It was really embarrassing. Jewish scarecrow, Italian scarecrow, righty Jimmy. I hang there, and it's very awkward. I don't make a good kite. I don't. So, to my other people like me out there, you should do that. Keep that in mind. Otherwise, maybe, also keep an eye on that wind. It's next week looking very similar, Brittany?
So next week, actually, we start the week off cold, not going to lie, still into the 30s. But then by Tuesday and even into Wednesday, Thursday, we're back into the mid to upper 40s and a lot of sunshine. So pretty calm next week.
Excellent. Right. Not bad. We can handle that. We can handle that.
Yeah.
We appreciate you, Brittany. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next Monday. Or this coming
Thanks,
Monday.
You too.
Take care. Best in the business right there, our friend Brittany. We love having her join us. She joins us every morning right in this time slot. So, Katrina, we have a lot to do today. Mm-hmm. Not only do we have the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up in just a little bit, where we'll be celebrating not just today, but Saturday and Sunday as well. But after our news break, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. Katrina and I are going to play a famous TV theme song. You go ahead and call up, get the answer right, and as long as you haven't won anything in 30 days, boom, just like that, you win a family pack of four from our friends at Culver's.
Wouldn't it be great if we could have everybody do like their best Irish jig or something?
Yes.
I mean, I know we're on radio, so it's kind of hard.
But it would be fun. That would be fun
That'd
to do.
That'd be so fun.
That'd be great.
Maybe we'll have to work on it in the commercial break.
Absolutely. And I think you've got a great promo idea for next year where people send us little videos or clips or anything of their best Irish jig. I love what you're doing. That is a fantastic idea. You guys come up with really, really great stuff over there, promotion wise and just creatively over at Family Natural Foods. If you don't mind, I'd like to start just touching on the shop, how things are going over there. And then we have a pretty funny opening story, I think.
Great. I can't wait to get to it. So I'll keep it short and sweet. So Family Natural Foods, yeah, we're here. We got stuff going on. So, right, it's nice. Although Brittany just told us that it's still cold. Mm-hmm. But we have garden seeds. Mm-hmm. So if you want any garden seeds, we have them. Not everything yet. Our potatoes and onions will come in like early April. But we have pretty much all of our seed packets. We're getting another delivery probably Monday or Tuesday with another round, and we should have most everything besides onions and potatoes. So great time to get it now, even if the weather's not perfect for planting. Good time to get them. And then, like James was just mentioning, with different promotions and things going on, there's always sales, but we have two presentations I want to highlight, and one is going to be on April 11th at 1 p.m., and it is India's Secrets, and it's going to be Stephen and I doing a presentation about our trip and what we learned when we were in India with Terry Lemron. And so we're going to have some different gifts that we're giving away and lots of good information. It'll definitely be fun. And then May 7th, we're going to have True Grace, which is a Wisconsin-based company.
Yeah.
They're going to be talking about mushrooms, which is a hot topic right now. They're going to be talking about whole food multis, what makes that better. Like we talked on air the other day, they're a great company that's focused on the whole family. So littles all the way up, like this for the whole family.
Yeah.
And they're just growing their line more and more. It's fun to see all the stuff they come out with.
But. Wisconsin company, we love supporting that. And as I've told them on air, off air, I mean, they're just getting going. I can't imagine what they're going to do in the next couple of years.
I'm so impressed. Yeah, so that'll be May 7th at 5:15. And the other one that Steve and I are doing is April 11th at 1 p.m.
Yeah, that'll be really cool. And in similar to, I know you guys did this similar, you know, a type of thing like this before, but every time you do something live, it's going to be different. And you guys have probably thought of some things that you can add to this time. So I know for people like me that might have missed that first one, I'm really excited about being able to catch the second one.
Midday. It's kind of nice. It's going to maybe be a different crowd. And we wanted just to we've been doing surveys of like, okay, like what times work for people, but it's fun to try something different in the middle of the afternoon. So we'll give that a go too.
And I just beyond, like, I don't get jealous. I don't have jealousy in my heart or anything like yeah. that. I am beyond jealous about going to India, not just going to India, but you with Terry.
I know.
From Terry Talks Nutrition and everything.
I feel like I could share so many random stories. Like we have like a different relationship with Terry now because we traveled with him.
Right.
And I actually traveled back with him.
Oh, wow.
It's us in the airport part. Together, just us two. I was considered his daughter because he like got me into VIP,
nice.
Like where you can the lounge. Because I don't have that. But yeah, I mean, Terry flies a lot. He should.
Sure. Oh, wow. That's cool.
So I have like all sorts of fun stories now in a new way. But Terry is awesome. So
and we love Terry Talks Nutrition, brought to us from our friends at Family Natural Foods. You can catch it every Saturday morning.
Yeah.
One of the things that I enjoy about that show, and I enjoy about Terry in general, is how at his age he's still so excited about this industry.
So excited.
And when he comes across new things, he's just as jacked as we are. Like it's so cool to see that passion is still, that fire is still in him and everything.
He's got so much knowledge, and I think what one of Terry's strengths is he's got so many connections. So that's where like he's traveling all over the world to find these new innovative, like, what have you been doing in Greece for all these years?
Yeah.
Oh, we use Greek mountain tea, which is a good antioxidant, good for heart, good for brain, all these things where he's got so many connections. So he keeps doing this, making these connections, traveling the world and learning, and then coming and sharing his knowledge, which is great.
We appreciate not only Terry Talks Nutrition on the show here, but these conferences you guys are going to do. Looking forward to them. We'll highlight them and talk about them more and more as we get closer to it. Make sure you guys got a good, really good crowd.
Yeah, thank you.
Wanted to touch on another story real quick just to get things going and have some fun. And I saved this one because I thought you might like it.
All right.
I don't know if you will or not, but I thought you might. A Massachusetts library is allowing patrons with lost damaged items to pay their fees with an unusual form of currency, cat pictures. The Worcester Public Library announced its March Meowness program, which runs through the end of the month, will allow library patrons to clear their accounts of fines if they submit a photo or a drawing of a cat in place of cash.
I love that. Cat in place of cash. That is so good.
Quote, even if you don't have a cat in your life, you can still draw one, Worcester Public Library Executive Director Jason Homer said. Even if it's one of the big cats, like a tiger or a lion, we'll be excited to see those. The library said the program was inspired when officials noticed a large number of young patrons had amassed significant fines since the start of the COVID pandemic.
Sure.
And because of this, they were not going to the library. They did not want this. But every library is public funded.
Right.
So when you're not paying your fines, it's almost like not paying your taxes.
Right.
You're not owning it. This is society. This is a world. We all pay taxes. Mm-hmm. We're all trying to, you know, we all get by with each other. Nobody gets by alone and those things. But to a library patron, yes, they want to keep the lights on, but most importantly, they want to see your faces. They want you to come to the library and everything. Mm-hmm. And we have this in our local libraries. Mm-hmm. All of our local libraries are very adamant about how, look, don't let a fine keep you from coming in.
Right.
Talk to us. We'll work it out. We'll figure it out and everything. They understand just as well as anybody. Look, they're in the same tax bracket we're in. You know, it's not like anybody's getting into the library game to become a Rockefeller or something like that. So they get it. And they're doing things where they're either getting rid of fines or working with you on a fine.
I was going to say, they've recently came up with a program where they're, you know, getting rid of or like extending it where you have a longer time.
All of our local libraries, not just here in Wisconsin, but around the country are doing things like this.
Yeah.
Let's show them support. Let's show them we appreciate what they're doing by not just going to the library and using things or what have you, but returning those items.
Absolutely, because somebody else wants them, and that's why we have a library. It's such a beautiful system. It's like, oh, I need to learn something about maple syrup. Okay, I'm going to get this book, but I know that there's other kids right now that want to learn about maple syrup, so let's get it back to them too.
All that being said, I would never be able to get back to this library. I can't draw, Katrina. Like,
you
I'm bad.
You can do it.
I can't draw a stick figure.
And enter it in as a four-year-old. world. It's fine.
No, that's what it would be. I go there to pay my fine, and I show them this drawing of this cat. And they're like, oh, that is so cute. Your five-year-old made that. Like, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely. Yeah, it was my five-year-old. It wasn't me.
It was great.
Of course not. I didn't take a cup and make a circle with it.
No. It's fine. Or have some like other child in your life or somebody in your life, they could make a picture for you.
Would you put it on the fridge, please? Would you?
Yeah, please put it on the fridge, please. I love that they're doing that. How, again, another act of just like creativity and kindness and a way just to bring inclusiveness into a library. Like, don't be afraid. Even if you have a fine, like, come. And they're making it fun. That's great.
I like the idea a lot. And I'm already trying to think of what I can pitch to our local library about, right? Like, a similar thing. Like, draw a dog or, you know, whatever, anything. Draw a lemur. I don't know. Something different. We'll think about it. And we'll pitch it to them and see how it goes.
There you go.
Well, but visit your local libraries, everybody, and support them. I was going to take a call, but we'll go ahead and we'll take a time out. We'll check in with our partners. We'll be back with more fun with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up on the morning show here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio.
Sunny and mild today. We'll get to around 53.
Put the flavor back in your life with El Cafe and never settle for bland food again. They may be a small town diner with a quaint menu, but the flavors here are big. Start your day right with El Cafe's Irish Benedict, consisting of poached eggs topped with sliced corned beef on an English muffin covered in hollandaise sauce. Yum. El Cafe is a proud sponsor of WFHR's Birthday and Anniversaries Club, so tune in for your chance to win a meal from El Cafe and put some fiesta into your special day.
Quality Plus Printing brings you Wham! Incorporated. Empower your game with custom apparel and bring out the hero in you. Whenever you need team gear, have special events, and more, Wham! Incorporated is there with super speed, located on 8th Street in Wisconsin Rapids, saving the day one order at a time.
Sneezing, coughing, stuffy nose, runny nose, post-nasal drip, interrupted sleeping. I was groggy at the end of the day.
Allergies and sinus congestion were making Jana miserable. Then, a friend recommended Navage. Navage provides immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Navage helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
Navage gave me instant relief. I didn't have to wait 30 minutes. I didn't have to wait an hour, 90 minutes. I didn't have to wait a minute. I ran the rinse and I felt better.
Stop suffering from congestion and start breathing and feeling your best again with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E.
I've had people ask me how I find relief, and I tell them Navage immediately. This thing is amazing.
Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid.
Tis the month of St. Patty's Day. Aren't you just a wee bit curious to see how ZipRecruiter can help you? Well, today's your lucky day, because you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/40. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Once again, just go to this exclusive web address to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/40. That's 40. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Sunny and mild today. We'll get to around 53 for a high this afternoon. The wind north switching to the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 36. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, becoming windy with a high of 50. Then on Sunday, it's going to get a lot colder, partly cloudy, windy, with a high of only 37. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
It's time for the Birthday and Anniversary Club, one of our favorite parts of the day. Thank you, Mr. Wonder. Thank you, Mr. Stevie Wonder, for that. We appreciate him. Stevie, a real big fan of WFHR. Been a fan for a long time. Always. We appreciate him joining us. And we appreciate our friends over at El Cafe sponsoring the Birthday and Anniversary Club. Big shout out to our friends at El Cafe. Wonderful people.
Mm-hmm.
Get there today or this weekend. Be sure to like their Facebook page. Great way to keep up to date on all the good things that they got going on over there. Today at El Cafe, they are preparing a Mediterranean skillet, and tonight's feature is barbecue ribs and jumbo shrimp. It's a combo. Deals are in. Deals are there for you. Be sure to check them out. And Yum. Wish them a good morning from us.
Yum.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hungry.
Sounds really, really good. As I was saying that, I could feel my mouth just watering to the point where I almost electrocuted myself.
Oh, my goodness.
Find out more about our great friends at El Cafe at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Be sure to check out their webpage, too, elcafewi.com, elcafewi.com. Mm-hmm. They got all kinds of cool things going on over there. And I love that they've been doing this children's reading thing that they've had over there, too. That's been really neat.
Nice.
A lot of great stuff. We love working with them.
Yeah.
Go let them know that we appreciate them. And keep getting us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Mm-hmm. Send them to info@wfhr.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages or call up and join the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
715-424-2600. We'd love to hear from you. And when you call up and you get your name into the running and everything, keep in mind, every day we grab qualifiers because at the beginning of every month, we're able to give out two $20 gift certificates for El Cafe, thanks to the great people over there.
That is so generous and yummy.
Love it. Yes. Can't wait. Mm-hmm. And one of these days, I'm going to win.
Good luck with that one.
Yeah, that's probably not going to happen. So we'll get to people that actually can win. And Katrina, this is where I really got to make you work here.
Oh, I know. It's hard.
Yep. I'm going to need a one or a two.
Two.
All right. Thank you for that. And, I need another one or two.
One.
All right. There we go. And you know what? How about just for good times, one more of those?
Two.
All right. There we go. Got ourselves our qualifiers. And first up, we can actually have a belated anniversary we want to mention. Gary and Marlene Munch.
Happy belated anniversary.
We love Gary and Marlene. They're wonderful. Longtime listeners. We appreciate them so very much. And oddly enough, I just saw Gary like a couple days ago.
Okay.
I was at the gas station and I'm in a rush and I'm in a hurry and I hear this voice. I look over and it's Gary and he's pulling it on the other side. It was funny. It was right into each other.
I love
those guys. Great people, great human beings. We wish them the best of anniversaries.
Absolutely.
Enjoy your anniversary. Since we missed it yesterday and it was yesterday, I think it's only fair that you guys celebrate today and the whole weekend.
A whole weekend. You might as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's on me. So you go ahead and do that.
So should he charge his bills to you, though?
We'll get back to that.
Okay.
We'll figure that out. Happy anniversary, Gary and Marlene. Happy anniversary. We look at we beware of the Ides of March as we get into the middle of March here. Pam had a note there about it. That's great.
I like that.
Want to wish happy birthday to one of my oldest friends and better friends, Aiden Knipple.
Happy birthday.
I think a lot of people in this area know the Knipples and know them, the Kellner area pretty well. Aiden is one of the oldest friends I've got. He's one of the best people I know. Mm-hmm. He's a good man. Good man. And we wish you the best of days, Aiden. Also, our qualifier today, Patrick Rominski.
Happy birthday, Patrick.
Enjoy your day, sir. Uh-huh. Hope it's a good one for you. And you're our qualifier. We go on to Saturday where we wish a happy birthday to Gifty Schultz.
Happy birthday, Gifty.
Gifty's awesome. Gifty's cut my hair a couple times over at Fantastic Sam's. Mm-hmm. Her and Kelly and the gang over there do a great job.
Mm-hmm.
And wonderful human being. Wonderful person. And we wish a happy birthday on Saturday to our qualifier, B. Dombrowski.
Happy birthday.
B, we wish you the best of days. Enjoy your day. And I love B. That just is a name. It's such a great name. I know it's short, but it's shorthand, but it's a great name. Sunday, St. Patrick's Day. Who is celebrating their birthday on St. Patrick's Day?
Mm-hmm.
Well, another great friend of mine and our communities, I think, especially those at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, Amanda Meidel.
Happy birthday, Amanda.
Mandy's one of the best actresses I have worked with.
Nice.
It's been a long time, but I haven't. The last time I think she was on stage, she did a one-woman show.
Okay.
That was incredible. She did a great job. She is teaching, I believe she's teaching over at UW.
Okay, cool.
At Point now.
Mm-hmm.
And wonderful. Got a wonderful family, all that. Like, mm-hmm. Mandy's awesome. Yeah, you know Mandy, you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Wish you a good day, Mandy. And our qualifier on Sunday, Deanne McMiller.
Happy birthday, Deanne.
And we have a note here from Deanne that her late mother, Patricia Glamon, also had a March 17th birthday. That's interesting. It's got to be cool to kind of have shared a birthday,
right.
I imagine. That's
that
very
is
cool.
Special.
We wish her a happy birthday. She is our qualifier. And one more birthday to celebrate on Sunday that we want to just take a moment for. We want to wish a very happy birthday to the owner of this network of Civic Media, Sage Weil.
Oh, nice. Happy birthday, Sage.
Really appreciate Sage on many, many, many levels. When the shift that changed from Heart of Wisconsin to Civic Media you guys think it might have been a big shift for you out there and a big change for you. Think about what it was for our station and for our my team here and all of us. Wow. We are shocked, to say the least. And I personally kind of thought that that was my last day at here. I really did. I didn't think that the new company really were going to want me or bring me in. I didn't know what their idea was. And I don't think I was alone in that. I think other people working here might have worried about the same thing.
Right.
Sage personally came here from Madison to introduce himself to us, to talk to us face to face, to meet with each of us. First thing they did when they came here was hand everybody insurance papers. Mm-hmm. You know, make sure everybody's got insurance here. We didn't have that before.
Yeah, that's cool.
The way he has treated us. And I was just actually talking to Kat about this during one of our breaks. We're all, we got Google Chat, we're all over these things and stuff, and we're talking all the time on them. And when we first started as a company, I'd say in the first like 6 months or whatever, I would be on, I'd be up late because I'm always up late. Mm-hmm. And I would notice there's this other person on the chat and there's other person working and everything. And it's Sage. It's the owner of our company. And to this day, there are times where it's like 11 at night or midnight or something like that. And he's working on some tech issue we have, or he's tinkering with some program to try to make it better for our on-air people.
Sure.
He believes in this state. He believes in democracy so much. And he believes in maybe, if not more, just as much as those things. He believes in the people that he works with. He believes in the station. Him and Chuck are close. He has been so good to Pam. Mm-hmm. We can't thank him enough.
Nice.
I have worked for some really bad people in my life. I'll be real about this. I've worked for some really crummy human beings. At this age, to be able to say that I'm friends with our owner, that I like our owner, like, and I don't gotta like say that to keep my job, or anything. I can say all that. I can do all that. We can feel that way as a station. You can as a listener. Mm-hmm. It all starts from the top.
Yeah,
everything starts from the top. And with the way he treats us, with the way he is to our listeners, how much he is engaged and cares, how much he is fighting for local radio.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's important.
We're fortunate, and I wish him a great day. Do you think that got me a raise? No, I'm joking. I'm just kidding.
I'm wondering if he's going to... So I'm still on this Irish jig here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Everybody, I think we all have to practice our Irish jig. I mean, especially if it's your birthday. Like, let's nail it. You guys got this. And Sage, you included.
Yes, yeah. Oh, yeah, I want to see a good Irish jig out of all of you. All of you. Let's take a quick look at our celebrity birthdays for today and this weekend. For today, Eva Longoria is 49. Mm. Desperate Housewives, a couple other things. Mm-hmm. She does a lot of commercial work now, and she's good. She's good. I think she's a very good actor. Let's see here. Oh, wow. Bret Michaels is 61. Mm. Lead singer of Poison. Mm. He had a reality show, too, I thought. I can't remember which one it was or anything. But yeah, 61 for Bret Michaels. Let's see here. Dee Snider is 69 from Twisted Sister.
Okay.
Sly Stone is 81 from Sly and the Family Stone.
Oh, my goodness.
Mike Love is 83 from the Beach Boys.
Nice.
Phil Lesh is 84 from Grateful Dead. I mean, we got a lot of musicians on board of this
there.
Yeah, I was
just going to say, you got a lineup right there. Wow. Diversity right
actually,
there, too.
Actually, make a pretty good band, actually, too.
I don't know. It might be a little weird.
And then there's some people no longer with us, like the great, the great and the legend, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, born in this day in 1933, passed away in 2020, beloved Supreme Court Justice. There is so many things that our RBG did in her career. And we appreciate it. And our society is better for having her in that position and in that robe. Mm-hmm. We need more greats like that in those robes.
Yes.
And speaking of greats, Andrew Jackson, born in this day in 1767. He is on our $20 bill, of course, and one of our former presidents.
Mm-hmm.
And then we take a quick look at Saturday birthdays. Let's take a look at Saturday birthdays as soon as my computer starts working. That's been happening way too much, though. That,
it's like it's your joke every time. It's like, and
you know what would be funny?
Be prepared,
Is if it was a bit and it wasn't actually happening. That would be really funny. I'd like that, actually. That would be great.
Real life right here.
I need a new laptop. Here we go. Looking at Saturday's birthdays, Wolfgang Van Halen is 33. He's the son of Eddie Van Halen and Valerie Burton. Nelly. He was just on the Oscars. He did the guitar on Ryan Gosling's big thing at the Oscars and everything. He was the guitarist for that.
Nice.
He's good. He's very talented. I can't imagine what it's got to be to have Eddie Van Halen as your father, one of the greatest guitar players of all time, and then to pick up a guitar. Like, I could see going into a billion different fields before going into the one that your dad made fame and all that. But he loves guitar. He really loves playing. He played with Van Halen for a little bit, too. One of the greater character actors in the game, and I think he'll go down as one of the greatest ever, Alan Tudyk is 53 today. He's Queso in Rogue One. He is Wash in Firefly, Alpha in Dollhouse, Sonny in iRobot. You probably know his voice a lot. He's in a TV show now called Resident Evil on Sci-Fi. But I think most people would remember him from Firefly. He's a really, really good actor. And very like giving of his time, of his work. I really enjoy his craft, the way he does his job. Lauren Graham is 57 on Saturday. Gilmore Girls and some other things she's done. Let's see here. Eric Estrada is 75. Chips and a bunch of other shows. And some people no longer with us that would have been celebrating birthdays on Saturday. Jerry Lewis, born in 1926, passed away in 2017. One of our biggest faces and exports to the rest of the world. Jerry Lewis, very famous in France and in other countries. And very loved in this country. Certainly, as an actor and working with Dean Martin, one of the greats to ever do it, paved the way for so many, especially of my culture and everything. But just as importantly, dedicated his life towards the end of his life to telethons and raising money for the children and those things, the great work that he did towards the end of his life. James Madison, another former father of the Constitution, fourth president of the United States, back-to-back former presidents here.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Born in 1751, Mr. James Madison, all 5'4" of him.
You're right.
One of our shorter presidents.
Yes.
One of our shorter presidents.
That's as tall as I am.
I heard a great one the other day that as it's going, most people can imagine seeing anybody in that office, a woman, a Latin person, a Jewish person, all these different things. The one thing that a lot of these pundits and a lot of people predict, you'll never see another short president. I thought that was interesting. I don't know if there's any truth to that or not. I think the American people, hey, can we just get somebody good? How about this? Can we get somebody good who's under the age of 70? And that's not ageism or anything, anybody. That's just wanting somebody to be able to survive the 4 years. Yeah. Right? That's just science and everything. I don't know about that. I thought that was a weird statement. And they were so adamant about it, so serious about it.
You know, your height really matters.
At first, I was kind of thought of it as a positive. I'm like, oh, well, you know, it'd be really nice that if when we're looking at the chart of presidents, you know, there's only one that doesn't look like the rest of them. Otherwise, they all look alike, every single one of them.
Yep.
It'd be nice to change that up a little bit.
Sure, yeah.
But the idea of a person, well, you're not 6 foot. So that seemed really weird. Henny Youngman would have been celebrating a birthday on Saturday as well. Still thought as the king of the one-liners. When I read about the evils of drinking, I gave up reading. I was so ugly when I was born, the doctor slapped my mother. Some really bad ones.
Yeah.
Take my wife, please. You know, all those jokes. Henny Goodman. Henny Goodman, the one for those. And then let's take a look real quick at Sunday birthdays to wrap up. Who else is celebrating the birthday on St. Patrick's Day? John Boyega, Finn in the Star Wars movies. Let's see here. Mia Hamm is 52 on Sunday.
What?
One of the greats, one of our best soccer players we've ever produced, and got us a couple golds.
Absolutely.
She's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Billy Corgan is 57 on Sunday, Smashing Pumpkins singer, songwriter.
Yeah, okay.
Gary Sinise is 69. Lieutenant Dan.
Yes, Lieutenant Dan.
Gary Sinise, one of the founders of Steppenwolf Theater in Chicago, along with John Malkovich and John Mahoney. And when I was in senior in high school, got to go to a meet and greet kind of conference Q&A thing where he went up there and talked for like 40 minutes and took some questions afterwards. It was really cool, really nice guy. And I cannot stress this enough. Like, when you see him in interviews and everything, that's nice, Gary Sinise. When he was talking to other actors, he was very, very blunt. Very not mean, just very like, hey, this is a really rough gig. Are you sure you want to do this for a living? You know, there's this thing called accounting. It's a lot more reliable.
It's really reliable and predictable.
Really nice guy. Really good guy. Gave a lot of time to us and everything. Do you have some?
Nope.
Okay, didn't want to cut you off. One of my favorites, Kurt Russell, is 73 on Sunday. Wyatt Earp and Tombstone, Santa and the Santa Chronicles. Great actor. Great actor. And that's going to do it for our birthday and anniversary club. One more time, I want to wish a happy anniversary and birthday to everybody celebrating out there. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you, everybody. Stick around after our news break. We will come back and make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. It's Kat and James taking you through your morning right here at WFHR.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Officials at Northland College in Ashland are scrambling to raise $12 million in 3 weeks. The Board of Trustees says the college doesn't have enough resources or financial stability to keep going beyond this academic year. About 500 students attend Northland, which calls itself the nation's first environmentally focused liberal arts college. March is National Social Worker Month. It's their job to empower others, but social workers say it's also important to empower themselves.
I think it's important to look inside and see how I can be the best social worker that I can be. But don't forget, we do this work because we want to empower our communities.
Sierra McNeil is with the National Association of Social Workers. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Brittany Merlot. The Port Edwards Volunteer Fire Department has seen a high number of resignations and retirements recently. Chief Jason Warden says he and six other members of the staff have left the department since the start of the year and claims even more could be leaving soon. Warden claims there have been several instances of mismanagement at the village level and that he was denied a request to elevate a fellow staff member's position. Matters ultimately boiled over for him this week. Now, the village has to find replacements for those who have left at a time when officials say finding answers for open positions have been challenging. Warden, among other former and current fire department members, called the situation a large snowball of a problem. He says it was tough to walk away, especially with how much the department answers calls for service. For now, the Port Edwards Fire Department is hopeful that their mutual aid agreement with Wisconsin Rapids can help them out until it can be staffed at a higher level. And that's what you need to know. I'm Brittany Merlot.
A.J. Dillon will stay in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers running back A.J. Dillon will stay with the team at least another year. The 25-year-old agreeing to a qualifying deal that could pay him up to $1.4 million this year. Dillon asked about playing alongside Jordan Love and the team's young receivers.
Man, it's awesome. It's awesome. Just, you know, we have a lot of guys who can do a lot of different things and pose a lot of different threats for a defense.
NBA, the Bucks with a 114-104 win over the 76ers. How strong a force are Damian Lillard and Giannis? Center Brook Lopez.
You know, a bucket for Dame or Giannis. You know, the gravity of that pick and roll, it's like a black hole or something.
Men's college basketball, Marquette with a win over Villanova in overtime. They advance in the Big East tournament tonight against Providence. It's the Badgers against Northwestern today after beating Maryland in the Big Ten tournament 87-56.
Thought a complete team effort, both sides of the court. I thought defensively we set the tone early.
Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-785-9545. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-785-9545 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-785-9545 to see if you qualify. That's 800-785-9545.
Sunny and mild today. We'll get to around 53 for a high this afternoon. The wind north switching to the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 36. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, becoming windy with a high of 50. Then on Sunday, it's going to get a lot colder. Partly cloudy, windy with a high of only 37. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. What Kat and I are about to do is play a famous TV theme song. You get ready to call up 424-2600. Let us know what theme song this is from. And if you haven't won anything in 30 days and you get it right, boom, just like that, you win a family pack of four from our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. And that's not just two kids' meals and two adults' meals. That's free Culvers, baby. That's you can't amazing. Beat that. You can't beat free Culvers. We encourage you to get some Culvers in your life. Wherever you got a Culvers, know that they are putting back into their community. We greatly appreciate our friends over at Culvers. Mm-hmm. They've been friends with us for a long time. Yeah. You know, they put up with my silliness and everything, and they enjoy it, and I don't know why, and we appreciate that. We love giving away Culvers, love giving away these things, and we love having fun with our audience. So get ready to call 715-424-2600. 715-424-2600. If you were listening to us on the Civic Media app, I've heard from our listeners you can actually get in touch with us quicker, so you might get your call in quicker.
Really?
And get this free Culvers. Again, you haven't won anything in 30 days, get ready to call 715-424-2600. Tell Katrina and I, what TV show is this from?
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle humps.
And let's see if we got ourselves a winner. I'm pretty sure we do. Good morning. What's your answer?
That is Happy Days.
Yeah.
What gave it away?
Yes. Yeah. I think we
added it like two or three notes.
Yeah, just right away. Well, I would imagine on a couple of levels. Now, I did think about playing like the instrumental version, but I think we would have gotten a call just as fast.
I think so.
I mean, one of the more popular shows of all time, certainly popular in this state for many reasons. Yeah. Were you a fan of Happy Days?
Oh, yeah. I grew up watching it every time it was on. It was a family affair.
Oh, you and the family watch it. That's really cool. I like that.
Yeah.
One of the better casts, too, in TV history. There were so many great actors on that show. Great show. Thank you so much for listening and playing along. Can I get your first name?
My name is Nancy.
Nancy, thank you so much, Nancy. We appreciate you listening and being with us. Nancy, what town are you calling us from?
Wisconsin Rapids.
All right. Got ourselves a Rapids winner. Nancy, hang on the line. We'll get some information from you off air. Thank you so much for being our newest star of the day.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy. Yeah. This theme song is just one of the more classic theme songs, too. And I think that's even more interesting when you think about where TV's going.
Yes.
Where we're getting farther and farther away from theme songs. We don't do that anymore.
Right.
When we first came up with TV, the idea of the theme song was, okay, I'm going to explain the show in 20 seconds to song. Like, it seemed like a bit of a writing challenge.
Right.
But back, you know, in the day, TV was a little more simple and everything, so maybe you could do it more. Nowadays, I remember, like, the show Lost had, like, just their theme music was, like that's it.
Yep.
Because how are you ever going to explain that show? Like, even the creators of that show can't create that.
Exactly.
They can tell you what the show was about. So how's a theme song going to do it? I like these theme songs, but I also, there's a part of me that kind of like, We don't really do that anymore.
It's a little bit bittersweet.
It is. It is. It is not bittersweet talking with Nancy. We're about to do that. I'm going to make sure they get some information from her so I can get it to my agent because she is our newest star of the day.
She sure is.
Kat and I will be back with more fun. When we come back, we're going to talk about people celebrating St. Patrick's Day, how they do this, some random facts about it and everything, and have some more fun. We've got great stuff coming up for you right here at Mornings at WFHR, locally grown radio. Darn it. It was supposed to. Here we go. There.
Goodbye, gray sky. Hello, blue. There's nothing can hold me when I'm old.
No one wanted to hire me. They just saw my disability, but not me. I worked hard to get the education and the skills needed to thrive. I was ready to work. Then someone believed in me and said yes.
And once you say yes, ThinkAbility Wisconsin will be there, providing transition and workforce support for people with disabilities and their employers to help shape a better future for all. It all starts when you say yes. Join the movement at thinkabilitywi.org.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
We're not comfortable until you are.
No, don't turn on the AC. It costs a fortune to run that old thing. Remember, we only run it when it's like 85 degrees outside, and we turn it off when it's 80 in the house. We can't afford to run it any more than that. Mommy and Daddy had to stick a lot of money in it last year because of a leak.
Wait, you put money in the air conditioner?
Not exactly, but it seems that way to me.
Don't they make better ones now? They make better cars. Isn't that why you bought a new car last year? Because it costs a lot to fix it?
Well, yes. And I suppose they make better ACs now. I wonder how much a new one costs.
Call Tri-City Services for a free quote to replace that air conditioner that feels like it costs a fortune to operate. Tri-City has great financing options to qualified credit on a new AC that'll save you money. You can operate it all summer long without worrying about dipping into your kids' college fund to pay the utility bill. Call Tri-City Services at 715-423-5840 today or visit calltricity.com.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM, WFHR.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Gabby.
Hey, Gabby. It's Jennifer Coolidge. Hi. I'm so glad I reached you at 2 a.m.
Oh, of course. Anyone with a Discover card can call and talk to a real person 24/7. Now, how can I help?
Yeah, I used my Discover card to buy these yellow pleather pajamas, and I'm just not sure I'm pulling them off.
24/7 U.S.-based customer service. It pays to Discover. Limitations apply. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
I've never been a big gourmet food guy. Like, I really think that the way you grow up and your palate, like, a lot of that you stick to. I wonder if it's the opposite, because I obviously don't know. If you grow up and you're eating gourmet food your whole life and everything, and you can't afford that anymore, I mean, do you adjust? Is there a Sam's Club generic version of, you know, escargot?
Of caviar, maybe? Yeah, caviar. I don't know, you know.
Yes, it's called food poisoning.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Sunny and mild today. We'll get to around 53 for a high this afternoon. The wind north switching to the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. 36 tomorrow, mostly cloudy, becoming windy with a high of 50. Then on Sunday, it's going to get a lot colder. Partly cloudy, windy with a high of only 37. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Katrina and James hanging out with you on Locally Grown Radio. Little Alice in Chains to play us in. That reminds me, that song was released in the 90s, Katrina, which just makes me think of, you know, there should be a show based on 90s music.
Yes.
We should do something like that around here. Let's do it. In fact, we will. We're gonna.
When?
This weekend. After Seth Faces the Music. Be sure to join us this Sunday from 6 to 8 with Seth Faces the Music. He'll have a different theme for you this week and have some fun going over that theme and surrounding the hour with music and other audio that all it has to do with that theme. It's a great one. One of our more popular shows. Support that show and spread the word about it. And after Seth Faces the Music from 8 to 9 this weekend, this Saturday, Sunday, you can check out Unlabeled, our 90s mixtape.
Okay.
This is a show where we're having a lot of fun, where anything basic, it's pretty simple. If it was released from 1990 to 1999, we'll play it.
That's great.
You're saying, well, wait a minute. What if it is country? Yep. What if it is hip hop? Yep. What if it's pop? Yep. Mm-hmm. What if it's Ace of Base?
Yeah. I saw the sign.
Yeah.
I saw the sign. It opened up my eyes. Nicely Come on.
Done. Okay. Nicely done. I'll play it. If you guys request it, I will play it. Go ahead and hit me up with your request. james.maleff@civicmedia.us. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages. Mm-hmm. Call up on the show. Any of those things. We just want your requests. I've already been bombarded by them.
That's
I
great.
Love it. keep them coming, everybody. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we'll also have some fun. I want to do kind of like once we get going on this, some months down the line maybe or something, like doing the whole episode based on like the class of 93.
Yeah,
where it's
I love
just
it.
Songs released in 93.
Oh, and there's plenty of them.
Yeah.
I think like even just doing the decades, like starting like the 30s, the 40s, you know, work your way
fun,
up would be
actually.
Fun.
That'd
or go
really
backwards.
Fun. Yeah, I like
you know,
that.
Too. I think that's really fun.
We'll see how this does. It's already done pretty well. Our pilot episode was well received.
Cool.
As long as it keeps being treated, you guys want it, we'll keep playing it. This is a really simple, easy job for us in some ways. We come up with these things, we work really hard on them, mm-hmm. we put them out there. If you don't like them, we move on.
Yeah.
We'll come up with something else. We'll keep doing it.
So remind me of the time again. It's on Sunday at
8 to 9 every Sunday on Unlabeled. Be sure to check it, everybody. And we appreciate so much you guys supporting the show. Be sure to remember too that Director's Cut is not gone. It's just on a hiatus. You creatives out there, reach out to me. Same way, email, phoning, whatever you got to do, smoke signals, however you want to get a hold of us. We want all of our creatives to be on Director's Cut, where it's our show where we get to highlight and talk with different guests around the area about the arts.
Yeah.
And we love having people on the show with that. So
That's
be sure
great.
To reach out to us, and we're looking forward to it. We'll get into the rest of our weekend lineup in just a little bit. For right now, this weekend, speaking of the weekend lineup, mm-hmm. Sunday is St. Patrick's Day.
Woo-hoo!
It's St. Patrick's weekend, so you should be able to avoid being pinched by my Aunt Barb, who loved to do that. My Aunt Barb loved that. Man, she would like just go hunting for people that weren't wearing green.
Goodness.
And it wasn't just like a little pinch or anything. She'd get you right on the back of the arm.
Yeah.
Oh, so right there.
Right?
Right above the elbow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how's it going? I love my Aunt Barb. I love her. She's great.
But wear green. To avoid
yeah,
it.
Yes, just gotta wear green. I'm lucky, thanks to you and your brother, I have something green.
Yes, there you go.
I have
go.
Like no green apparel except for my Family Natural Foods shirt.
Yeah, but you know what? I feel like the Irish green is like a vibrant green.
Yeah, it is.
A bit more vibrant. But
yeah.
You know what? Green is green.
It keeps me from being pinched.
Exactly.
In a new poll, 65% of Americans say that they celebrate by eating traditional and Irish-inspired foods on St. Patrick's Day. That's a fun way to celebrate.
Yeah, that is.
On those festive people, 40% like corned beef and cabbage, 28% might have fish and chips, 27% would do corned beef on rye, 24% are into having Reuben sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
Other popular dishes are shepherd's pie, soda bread, Irish stew, pastrami on rye, bangers and mash, and along with bangers and mash is one of the bigger ones.
I just love that name.
Yeah, it's such a great name. I even if I don't like it, I would order that just to be able to order it. Some people are looking to expand the options by adding less traditional foods like carne asada and spaghetti and some of that.
Okay.
So speaking of that, growing up where I did in Chicago, huge Irish population.
Mm-hmm.
We turned the river green, for God's sake.
Yes,
you know, it's one of those things where even us Italians are Irish on Sunday,
yes,
and that
you
kind
are.
Of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But of all the Irish people I've known throughout my life and all the different traditions I've seen and all that, and I've got a lot of love and a lot of respect for Irish culture and Ireland and all of that. My papa, my Egyptian grandpa, is the person that loved Irish culture and Irish food more than anybody I've ever known.
That's great.
He looks so forward. My papa didn't get like excited about holidays really or anything. He likes seeing family.
Okay.
But for some reason, St. Patrick's Day, that was his, he loved
mm-hmm.
that day. He'd get his pastrami on rye.
Okay.
He'd have that for lunch. And then for dinner, he would have corned beef and cabbage.
Mm-hmm.
Like he'd go all in on this
stuff.
Oh, he
was in.
My Egyptian grandfather loved the Irish culture and all this. I think part of it is growing up in Chicago and around so much of it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's
that energy.
Yeah, it's really, it's such a, I think that it's so well done, and I know I'm biased about this, but it don't mean I'm wrong. The culture in so many of these things, whether it's the Puerto Rican Day Parade, mm-hmm. or it's St. Patrick's Day, or it's any mm-hmm. of these, they are so celebrated, and it's not about, hey, it's just our day. It's about, hey, today, you're Puerto Rican too.
Yeah.
Today, you're Irish too.
Come celebrate.
Great. Hey, take this flag.
Mm-hmm.
You know, come to our parade. It's so, in like, Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
It's so, hey, everybody, come on over.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to have fun, enjoy this, try this food. It's really good, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And growing up with a lot of that gives you not only an appreciation and an empathy for other cultures
mm-hmm.
and an understanding of it, but some really good food.
Mm-hmm.
Some really good for food,
sure.
people. Really good food.
So
it pays to be tolerant.
Yeah. In our house, we used to have, my mom would make like the potatoes and like the cabbage and the the meat. What am I trying to blank?
Corned beef.
Corned beef, I remember being like, oh, I don't like the corned beef. But now, like, I've grown to liking some of those things more. But last week, I actually made with my mom and my girls, we made Irish soda bread, which Ooh. Is what she would also make. And that's so fun. It was so easy, too. It's so tasty.
It sounds like it. I know I had it when I was young. And I haven't had it probably since, but that does sound mm-hmm. really good. Let's find out what's on your mind. Good morning. What's on your mind? What's going on?
Well, good morning. We're talking about St. Patrick's Day, so I thought I'd share the event our family is having, my husband's 90th birthday.
Wow.
Patrick, of course. They said that when he was born, his father left for a couple of days celebrating. They didn't know where he was. And of course, he is Irish. And so the really neat thing is we have a granddaughter that's going to be in Dublin, and she will be FaceTiming her grandpa on Sunday to wish him a happy St. Patrick's Day birthday. Oh,
that's a good granddaughter. So, that's a good kid.
Yeah. And typically he gets just birthday cards unbelievable because people happen to remember a birthday on St. Patrick's Day, you know?
Would you...
And then he always says to me, are you going to be jealous again this year?
Nice.
Do us a favor, please wish him a happy birthday from all of us here, okay? Please
Will
do it.
Do.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us. That was great. Sure. We really appreciate that. Okay. You have a great morning. Thank you for listening, and a happy St. Patrick's Day to Patrick there. Wishing him a great
one. That's wonderful.
That's fun. I always thought that it'd be fun to have your birthday on a holiday. I know for people, I also don't know what I'm talking about in some ways because all the people I know that do, a lot of them don't necessarily like it. It sounds like Patrick's family really embraced
it
and everything. That's pretty cool.
It's good to know.
Cool.
I do have a child born on the 4th of July, so I'm still figuring out my game on, like, she's only four, so we're still figuring out.
And that birthday cake's got to be pretty cool, though. I love the fireworks on it.
Yeah.
Stuff, right?
Right? Yeah, exactly. Watch out.
Let's go. Oh, we got another call coming in. Let's go ahead and take it. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Yeah, you're talking about St. Patrick's Day. When I was younger, well, in high school, I had a friend. He's a girl, but anyways. Her name was Patty. She was born on St. Patrick's Day.
Cool.
Nice.
Irish.
That's the luck of the family right there.
It really is. Yeah.
I like it.
Thank you for the call, sir. You're breaking up a little bit on us, but we wish you a great morning and appreciate you calling in. Keep the calls coming, everybody. 715-424-2600, just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. Let's go ahead and wrap up our St. Patrick's Day stats here. We got a little bit of a roundup here, just things that are going on, bits and odds and ends. A few pieces of gold at the end of the rainbow, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
According to the National Retail Federation, Americans are planning to spend a record $7.2 billion, or $44.40 per person, on the holiday this year. Most of that on food and beverages, of course.
Sure, okay.
A record 62% of consumers, or 162 million Americans, are planning to celebrate, maybe by wearing green, maybe making a special dinner, or going to a party or a bar, decorating their home, or hosting a party.
Okay.
A while back, Today.com posted a fun list of 50 St. Patrick's Day trivia questions, and there are some really good ones on there, like, according to folklore, what's a leprechaun's occupation?
That's great.
That's a good one.
Chasing all of us in rainbows? I don't know.
Yeah. Shoemaker.
Shoemaker. Right. Yeah. Of course.
I think if we have time a little bit later, we're going to have to go through some of those. We're going to have to go through some of those,
those
I think.
Fun.
That should be fun. I like that. Another one here for you. According to the national averages, 98.7% of people who are not Irish will try to do a fake Irish accent and be really bad at it and offend people.
Yeah.
No, that's not actual stat. I just made that up. Yeah. But we know. Come on. Tell me I'm wrong.
Let me hear it. What do you got?
There's going to be a bunch of people doing Irish accent. See, it takes a second to get it. It takes a second to get it because you don't want to sound a bit offensive or anything like that. Especially when you grow up around Irish people, there's certain things you just want to be very careful with. And all of a sudden, it starts to turn into Cockney. And then
I was going to say, you're definitely in a certain part of Ireland right now.
You can tell that I haven't done it in quite some time. Tom, because it's just all over the place. And it now at this point, you don't even know what accent I'm doing.
Yeah.
Like, just all over the place.
Well, that's great. Thank you.
That's bad.
Improv.
That was bad.
Thank you.
I would like to apologize to everybody. finally, the actual stat we have. Do you say St. Paddy's Day or St. Paddy's Day with a T or a D there, basically?
Oh, right.
Only one is correct, and it's Paddy's Day with a D, not a T. Patrick is the angelicized version of the Gaelic name Paddering, because St. Patrick Day is originally an Irish holiday, and Gaelic is a traditional Irish language. Mm-hmm. The right nickname is Paddy with a D.
That is good to know.
I don't think most people begrudge, you know, the tea in there and everything. But I do think if you're talking to somebody that really does care about that stuff, get it right.
Yeah.
You know, it's not asking a lot.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of an interesting one just because of the Gaelic part of it. Knowing that is kind of interesting, man. I think that was pretty cool. We're going to have to wrap up here, but I do think that it'd be fun if we can squeeze in some of these questions from today.com. You can go to today.com if you'd like to see this full list of St. Patrick's Day trivia. That is pretty cool. You can see Al Roker on there. What's the oldest pub in Ireland? Sean's Bar in Westmeath. It's over 200 years old.
Wow.
What's the symbol for gold on the periodic table of elements? AU. Okay. Oh, that I see. Because of the St. Patrick's and all that. All right. What other name is St. Patrick's Day known as? The Feast of St. Patrick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I forgot that. I didn't know that one. We'll have to go through some more of these. I think these will be fun. That'll be fun. Otherwise, we'll come back and we'll have some more fun. In the next hour, we'll get in some entertainment news. Also at 9:35, Lon Radke, Port Edwards Village Trustee candidate, will be with us. And we're looking forward to talking with him.
Absolutely.
And a little after that, Katrina will come back in and we'll wrap up the show and get you ready for the weekend right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. CBS.